Our purpose, I fully believe, is as teachers, teaching business, teaching abundance, teaching about life. We are happiest when we are being teachers.
Yeah.
Yep. And when we don't get to do that, then that's just idle time for us to be in our own heads, creating our own stories, which creates our own hell. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
We're recording at what, 8:30 at night? That's rare for us.
8:30 at night, but we are energized right now.
We're this recording because we're inspired.
We're inspired, and we had to share this story with you because I think it is going to hit home with everybody and just what it actually feels like to be a human every single day. And I think it's so important for you guys to know that at every single level, no matter where you are, you're always going to ride the roller coaster of
being human.
Being human.
Literally, here's how I describe the roller coaster of being human. One day, you want to conquer the world. I'm not kidding. Like, truly, you feel it. I'm going to build this business. I'm going to save these lives. I'm going to do these things.
Nothing's getting in the way.
And then nothing really changes, not that you can point a finger at, but the next day, you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do any of it. I want to live in a little hut. I just want to have freedom. I don't want any responsibility. I don't want anyone to answer to. And then the day after that, guess what? You're back to, I'm going to build this business. I'm going to be a quadrillionaire. I'm going to change a million lives. Mm-hmm. And that is the human experience. And guys, if it's not me, it's Lori. If it's not Lori, it's me. And I think if we say anything that adds value to your life, it's that if you experience that too, then you are not alone, because we are constantly on the ups and downs of the human roller coaster.
So not even to take into regard the fact that not only is this very normal and human to be feeling this way, but then add in like hormones or that time of the month, or maybe something that Chris ate last night that isn't making him feel good, or maybe adding in a couple drinks here and there, or maybe adding burnout or exhaustion, or adding in you watched a movie that made you feel funky. Like, there are so many things going on in your world that can make you ride this roller coaster even harder.
Wait, why am I the one that might have ate something the night before that is giving me a bad day the next day?
Because I just talked about like that time of the month and I needed something that was specific.
Oh, a counterbalance.
I needed a counterbalance.
I see. You had to enroll me into the conversation.
Right. I mean, I feel like guys have that time of the month as well.
I think we do too.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it lasts like 28 days though.
No, someone's got jokes. Well, at least you get two or three good days out of each.
That is true. And they're really good when I get them.
Your roller coaster was tonight.
But here's the crazy part, you guys. So my roller coaster day was, it started this afternoon. For really no apparent reason, I have to be honest. I'm still trying to figure out why. And yesterday I had the best day ever. Like, I had an incredible day.
I think your roller coaster day, your down part of the roller coaster day, I think it started this morning because you had all these abnormal appointments that were kind of forced on you.
Uh-huh.
And then you woke up and you didn't feel like you were in control of your day.
I actually think that that is a huge part of it. Yeah, I was not in control of my day. My normal routine was totally out of whack because of other people's agendas and things that needed to get fixed on the house that I did not plan these appointments, mm-hmm. but they were kind of forced appointments. So right away I felt irritated.
Yep.
And I was trying to get back my day. And I think that I held on to that for longer than I should have. And then it was just, it spurred me into, you know, I had an incredible podcast with someone, but it actually made me quite reflective on, am I creating the life that I really, truly want? Or am I creating a life that's keeping me really busy? And so I started pondering this question and it made me think of like, okay, if I started from scratch with everything, like really, I let myself go there. Like, okay, if I feel like I'm questioning everything today, this afternoon with already a foundation that doesn't feel great from the morning, I was like, I'm going to really let myself go there, which is always the way that I solve everything. I let myself go to a place where I was like, okay, Lori, if you could completely start over, or if you could get rid of everything, you don't have your company anymore, you don't have the podcast, you don't have anything that you have to show up for, how would you feel? What would you do? How would you make a living? You know, how would you be able to take care of your parents that you love taking care of? How would you be able to do the things that you love? And at the end of the day, I always end up right back where I am, meaning building something, creating something, working hard, and creating meaningful experiences with people that I want to create them with. And so sometimes I have to ride that roller coaster and get on that cycle or go down that whole spiral and cycle to like really understand that, okay, you are in a life that you love. But what I want to talk about is why I feel so good right now. And what I think really snaps us all out of it and snaps us out of it quicker is putting ourselves into a position where we can help other people.
Yep.
And get out of your freaking head. Because if I'm being completely 100% honest, I was alone today for majority of the entire day. And I was in my head about all of these things instead of like, how could I help someone else or how could I help solve someone else's problem? Get out of my head and feel good. And so something crazy happened. And we just moved in on this new street in California. And we were walking home from our walk. And this was a walk where I just like, I kind of went off with Chris and I said, I just need to like talk. I don't need any answers or fixes. I just need to say all of these things that I feel. Go ahead.
That's when I know I'm in for a doozy is when you set up the rules. Like, okay, I just need to talk and I don't want a single answer and I don't need any solutions. That's when I'm like, okay, I'll just walk in awkward silence the whole time.
And here's what I even told him. I'm like, I understand that everything I'm about to say is going to be crazy. And I even understand that it sounds crazy because it's not actually how I feel, but it's how I feel today in this moment.
It's like a weird temporary reality. It's not reality at all.
No, and you know it's not.
But it's a weird temporary reality.
And I was like, right now, I feel like maybe secretly I'm a lazy person or maybe secretly I don't want to work.
I told you this last week about me. I go, Lori,
maybe I don't want to work.
Fear is that I'm lazy. I'm not kidding. I think my deepest
we're like
fear
the most non-lazy
is that I
people,
actually
but I think
don't
we fear
want
that.
To do anything
yeah.
And I don't want to have any responsibilities. And my deep, dark fear is that at the core, if I was allowed to be, I'm a really lazy person.
I don't think a lot of people will share this with you, but I think the reason, I think it's like the polar opposite of how you are. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when you get burnt out, which honestly, I was starting to experience some burnout before we went on this trip. So thank God we went on this trip. And I think it was the contrast of like extreme pleasure and turning my mind off and feeling what that feels like to not be stressed out into coming back to reality and trying to learn how to integrate more enjoyment along with the work. And I truly believe that that can happen. I really believe that this is possible. But I think it was that contrast that all of a sudden this week, I just feel like shaken up.
So that's how you're feeling today. And then something mm-hmm. happened for you to
so something happened
pull you out of it.
Because honestly, I did not want to feel that way. And I said it on the walk. I'm like, I don't want to feel like I want to move to an island and just be drinking Mai Tais every day. I know that that would last 2 days and I'd be creating again, trying to create this life. So anyway, I'm in this weird funk where I'm just questioning everything about the world and life and all the choices that I've made. And all of a sudden we are on our block about to turn into our house and a new neighbor drives by and he says, hey neighbor, when's a good time for us to stop by today, tonight?
Tonight.
And it was like 6:30 or 7, and we hadn't eaten yet. We had DoorDash literally sitting on our step. When's a good time tonight to stop by and just say hello? Now, if you've listened to the podcast at all, Chris and I are giant introverts. It's not that we don't do things with people. It's that it's kind of like in the beginning, like, oh, what? Are you kidding me? Like, we're about to like go home and eat and, you know, have our evening. And we both looked at each other and I had to record podcasts, which I've been doing all night. And I was like, well, I have to record podcasts later tonight. So sooner than later. And then all of a sudden we were in it and we're like, oh my God, these new neighbors are coming over. And in that very moment, I had a moment of like, oh my God. Okay. Well, there goes the night that I had expected. And instead I said, oh my gosh, God is literally doing this to get me out of my head right now.
Yep.
Because nothing else would snap me out of my head unless I had to go connect with other people and get outside of my little world that I create where I can just stew and marinate in my bullshit. And I am now being forced into another world. So they end up coming over. They're this incredible new couple, entrepreneurs. We kind of end up realizing we know a lot of the same people. We're in the same exact field. Like we end up having these incredible conversations. They're starting
building
some new
businesses.
And Chris and I just felt so excited that we had some value to offer to them as well. And had so much fun kind of like maybe helping them a little bit, giving them some answers or ideas. And all of a sudden I'm on freaking cloud nine. Now all of a sudden I remember why I do what I do. Now all of a sudden I literally can't wait for tomorrow to get back in the groove of just like remembering my why. So it was such a reminder and such, you know, I feel like God and I have the most hilarious relationship because things are always done in a way that I'm like, how does that actually work in that moment where it's the moment where I'm having like kind of the worst evening in a while. And it's like, I have no choice. He didn't ask in a way that was like, hey, you have a choice. It was like, when tonight can we stop literally. Over? That's how it was phrased.
Hey, what time like, tonight would be a good time to stop by and say hi?
That's why I literally looked at you and I was like, this is not a God.
Yes or no question.
I was like, this is actually God because there's no out. Yep. I feel like there's not an out.
On all the nights.
On all the nights that it was happening. So, and I look back and truly it was like, wow, that was absolutely the biggest gift ever. So something that I can tell you is that we do have the power to create this experience for ourselves when we're in a funk is to, you know, Chris, I hope you remind me that like the faster I can call somebody or be like, hey, text someone and say, how are you and check in. And that's probably the fastest way to do it is just text somebody, you know, who, you know, you want to check in with and see how they're doing and get into their world. It'll change your whole world.
Well, that's because we're happiest when we're living into our purpose. Mm-hmm. When we always play that movie out to the end, like, what if we just, you know, sold everything and lived on a ranch, lived on an island, lived on, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, and did nothing.
Lived in our parents' basement.
Literally did nothing. We would be so bored and so unfulfilled and eventually so unhappy because people are only happy when they're living into their purpose. And our purpose, I fully believe, is as teachers, teaching business, teaching abundance, teaching about life. We are happiest when we are being teachers.
Yeah.
Yep. And when we don't get to do that, then that's just idle time for us to be in our own heads, creating our own stories, which creates our own hell.
Yeah.
And tonight was a great reminder because they're starting new businesses. So we had a lot to offer. And that's our purpose. When we're living into our purpose, it's not a slow shift. It's an immediate shift. I watched your face change. It's an immediate shift into happiness.
Mm-hmm. So the grand takeaway is to get out of your own hell. You must insert yourself into someone else's.
Hell and help them get out of it. Oh my God, that's so good. To get yourself out of your own hell, you must insert yourself into somebody else's hell and help them get out of it.
Exactly.
Guys, you can actually get paid well to do that as well. You have about a week from the time that this podcast is coming up. You have about a week before we launch our roadmap on how to take your business online and monetize any single expertise you have. And by the way, if you're like, I don't have an expertise, the first module is on how to choose and select your expertise because everybody has something that someone else is praying that they wish somebody would come along and teach them. And you do too. If you want this roadmap, if you want to create a side hustle of an extra $500 a month or $1,500 a month, or heck, $5,000 a month or 10 grand a month, if that's what you want, we've mapped it out. Like literally, if you follow this, you'd have a hard time not doing well type of mapped it out. So if you want early access to this thing, and if you want the lowest, like anybody in the world can afford it type of entry into this thing, all you have to do is text us literally right now. Drop what you're doing and text us the word bulletproof, because we're going to make sure that your income producing ability is bulletproof. So text us the word bulletproof to 310-421-0416. I'm not kidding. Don't miss this chance. I mean it when I say everyone is going to be able to afford this. Text us the word bulletproof to 310-421-0416.
All right, you guys, we're so grateful for you. We always love to know your biggest takeaway from the podcast. So if you would tag Chris and I, it's always so fun to see who is listening. You know that if you tag me, I always reshare your story. And it's just fun for me to see your profile, look at all the things, know who's listening, and know what you got out of it, because it helps us form our podcast. It really helps us know what's hitting and what is not. So we appreciate you guys more than we can say, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.